this is Joe Domanowitz from the New York Daily News. I'm talking with Dave Lefkowitz on Dave's Gone By on UNC Radio.
On the 10th annual Total Theater Tony Show, we're moving to a very important and very tight category now. Best performance by an actor in a leading role in a play. And who better to talk about such an important category than someone who writes for one of the most important newspapers in all of New York, the New York Daily News. He's Joe Domanowitz. He's with us on the phone. Welcome, Joe.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Very proud to. Want to get right to the category. I'll read off the whole list of names and then we'll go through them one by one. But up for Best Actor in a Play are Samuel Barnett for 12th Night, Bryan Cranston for All the Way, Chris O'Dowd playing Lenny in Of Mice and Men, Mark Rylance and Richard III, and Tony Shalhoub for Act 1. So let's begin with Samuel Barnett in 12th Night. Your thoughts?
Well, I think Samuel Barnett, I think this is one of those instances in which the nomination kind of is the prize. I actually liked his performance a lot. When I look back on the season, if I want to find the most romantic moment, it's going to be between two men, one of them dressed as a woman. If you saw 12th Night, the scene between Viola and Orsino on the bench was just a beautiful moment. It sort of crystallizes Barnett's performance, sort of done with this almost cinematic subtlety. A movie couldn't do it better. The way these two people were kind of inspecting each other and wondering, what's this I'm feeling? It sort of is kind of the great triumph, I think, of his performance in 12th Night. You know, this isn't his first time at the Tonys. He was nominated for his work in History Boys, and he's a very good actor, and you know, I was actually delighted that he was included in the mix.
But you're not thinking that he'll either win or even that you would be voting for him. So let's move on to our next person, Bryan Cranston, for All the Way, playing LBJ.
Yeah, this is, I think, going to be Cranston's win. You know, he's coming hot off a big television series, and now he's sort of, I think he is going to be the Godzilla in the men's race at the Tonys. Cranston's playing LBJ. He's an actor in full command of his faculties, playing a president finding his way. And it's a role that's written bigger than life, and it's played the same way. I think in this case, size matters. Cranston has a huge role. It's a big play, close to 3 hours. And he actually brings this American character to life in vivid fashion. I think it's going to be his category to win.
You are a voter, right? A Tony voter?
I am a voter.
Is he the person that you're voting for?
I am going to be voting for Cranston.
Okay. But let's not leave out the other three nominees in the category. Those include Chris O'Dowd in Of Mice and Men.
Right. Chris O'Dowd, as I mentioned in my review in the news, that he brings enormous goodwill. If anybody's seen Bridesmaids, you know, you realize O'Dowd is this incredibly sweet and endearing personality. And that sort of is what his Lenny hinges on. A developmentally challenged guy is the heart of Mice and Men, and he is very much the soul of this production. I think, again, that the nomination is the award. It's his debut. Like Cranston, they're two first-timers who are being rewarded with nominations. And I think it's a very good performance. And I think that, like I said, his nomination is the prize.
Okay. And what about Mark Rylance? He's gotten tremendous reviews and acclaim for his 12th Night, but also a lot of people liked his Richard III, and he's nominated for that.
To be honest, I think Rylance gives a strange performance. I mentioned this in my review. He's sort of, his Richard III is sort of gnomish almost. In a way, he's this goofy in the role. It's certainly a unique interpretation. Do I think it's a great interpretation? Not really. To be honest, I would have actually put Denzel Washington in that slot.
For Raisin in the Sun.
For his work in A Raisin in the Sun. It was just really terrific. Really gave great depth and great heart to that production. I thought it was a really good performance. Rylance, as I said, it's a unique performance, but it's not necessarily a Tony-worthy performance.
Fair enough. Now, before we get to the last person nominated, were there any others that you felt were denied a worthy nomination?
Well, to be honest, I know that we were yet to get to Tony Shalhoub for Act 1. I, again, I think I would have nominated Daniel Radcliffe for his work in The Cripple of Inishman. I thought his work was really, really great in that production. Shalhoub has been at the Tonys before, I believe, 92, for Conversations with My Father. Perhaps he's being nominated because he plays no fewer than three roles. He plays Georges Kaufman. Most importantly, he plays Mosshart's father, and he also narrates the play. It's a good performance, but again, I don't know that I would have said it had Tony written on it. He's a terrific actor, and I just don't... It wouldn't have gotten my nomination, and it wouldn't get my vote.
Did you buy the Cockney accent? I had real problems with that when he was playing the dad in Act One.
I didn't have a problem with that, to be honest. I mean, it's kind of a smallish role. The bigger problem for me, I think, with that whole play is that the entire second act is consumed by Once in a Lifetime, which, Dave, have you ever actually seen Once in a Lifetime?
I have seen it. I don't remember it.
Yeah, exactly. I saw it in, I think, 2006 or 2005 in London. And if we spend a lot of time on a play that is well-known, yes, but seen by a lot of people, no. So the other point of my takeaway from Act One, and in particular Shalhoub's performance, is the way Kaufman is drawn. He's sort of this kind of ticky personality, and it was so monk-like.
Right,
Shalhoub,
yes.
You know, Shalhoub spent years of his life winning Emmys playing monk, right? A guy who didn't want to be touched or germaphobe. And it resonated as such an echo that for me it gotten in the way of the performance.
I had people behind me and murmuring in the crowd when Kaufman would do something like that, wash his hands or make a certain motion, and I hear, monk, monk. And they were right. But I would love to ask Joe Domanowitz of the Daily News what your favorite show overall was, be it on or off Broadway, for the entire season.
Yeah, it's a show that I keep running into between the awards I've been attending at the New York Drama Critics Circle Award, and last night I was at the Obies, and Fun Home by Janine Tesori, Lisa Krohn, and directed by Sam Gold has gotten a lot of awards love, and as it should.
Yeah, you're the second person that I've talked to for this special who has mentioned that particular show as the best of the year.
Truly the best of the year when I look back on it. It's a show that does exactly what it sets out to do, to tell a one-person story, but it speaks in universal ways. It's just an incredibly moving show, incredibly beautiful show. So I'm told by one of the producers that they're in pretty good shape, so the Broadway transfer should happen next year, and I would really love to see that make that leap.
Well, we thank Joe Domanowitz so much for making the leap to our program here, our special Tony show. Last question for you. Where are you going to be on Tony night? Where do you normally watch?
I'll be sitting in the exact same chair I'm in right now at my office, and I'll be filing stories throughout the night, keeping readers up to date on who won on Broadway's big night. Mm-hmm. What I typically do is spend Tony Day at the rehearsals in the morning so I can kind of get the run of show so I know what's happening and what's coming next, because it all happens fairly fast and furiously.
Sure.
But I'll be here in the office, and I'll be watching and seeing who wins. You know, unlike during the morning when they have a... For rehearsal only, if Tony goes to, I'll be listening to who's winning in the evening.
Excellent. Sounds pretty exciting, and it's exciting always to have Joe Domanowitz with us in the neighborhood. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on the Tonys and the season.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye-bye now.